Hey guys, welcome to the Good Warfare Podcast. I'm your host, Lily Alfaro, and this is the place where we will uncover life lessons from the Bible and insights for everyday life, sharing reflections from our monthly book club picks and exploring how to live out our faith in the workplace. Hi friends, welcome to another episode. This will be a devotional mini Bible study. So hopefully you're ready to tune in for just a few minutes. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about what does waiting on the Lord mean? Does waiting on God mean doing nothing? You see, some people keep saying that they're waiting upon the Lord to tell them what to do, and they do nothing at all. But what if you kept busy, and it is at that moment that God tells you what to do? Because God loves it when his people are active. And there's biblical evidence of that. So grab your Bibles and let's look at some examples of who God called while they were busy. The first one is Gideon. Gideon was threshing wheat. It says in Judges 6:11, "Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites." And it is at that moment that Gideon receives instructions from God on what to do next. Okay, let's move on to the next person who God called while they were busy or staying busy. It's Elisha. Elisha was plowing. And we can read about that in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 19 through Verse 21, it says, "So Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. 'Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye,' he said, 'and then I will come with you.' 'Go back,' Elijah replied. 'What have I done to you?' So Elisha left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his servant." Plowing was most likely the task that Elisha did daily. And what's interesting is that as soon as he was called, it says here that he burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people. So it's almost symbolic that he burned the equipment to signify that he was no longer going to be doing this, because now he has a new calling, a new role to fulfill. Let's go on to the next person now who God called while they were staying busy. And that is David. David was taking care of his father's sheep. It says here in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 10, "Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, 'The Lord has not chosen these.' So he asked Jesse, 'Are these all the sons you have?' 'They are still the youngest,' Jesse answered. 'He is tending the sheep.' Samuel said, 'Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives.' So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, 'Rise and anoint him. This is the one.' So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah." The Psalms tell us how much David loved what he did, tending his father's sheep. It says in Psalm 78, verses 70 through 72, "He also chose David his servant and took him from the sheepfold. From following the ewes that had young, he brought him to shepherd Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands." In other words, in the same likeness that he shepherded the sheep, he shepherded God's people. So that tells us that he must have really had a passion for what he did on a daily basis when he was young tending his father's sheep. You can even read how in 1 Samuel chapter 17, he would protect the sheep from lion or bears. That tells you how far he'd go for them. I think we can confidently say that David was very active when God called him. All right, let's now go to the next person who God calls while they were staying busy. And this is Amos. Amos was collecting sycamore fruits. It says in Amos 8, verse 14, "Then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, 'I was no prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet, but I was a sheep breeder and a tender of sycamore fruit. Then the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said to me, "Go, prophesy to my people Israel."'" So not only was he collecting sycamore fruits, but he was also a sheep breeder. So Amos had two roles or two jobs when God called him, so he was definitely busy. Let's go on to the next person. The next person, or the next individuals, because it's more than one, it's Peter, James, and John. They were cleaning their nets. In fact, it says in Luke 5, starting in verse 4, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Push out into the deep water. Let down your nets for some fish." Simon said to him, "Teacher, we have worked all night and we have caught nothing. But because you told me to, I will let the net down." When they had done this, they caught so many fish, their net started to break. They called to their friends working in the other boat to come and help them. They came, and both boats were so full of fish, they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he got down at the feet of Jesus. He said, "Go away from me, Lord, because I am a sinful man." And he and all those with him were surprised and wondered about the many fish. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were surprised also. They were working together with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will fish for men." When they came to land with their boats, they left everything and followed Jesus. You can read in Luke 5, verse 2, just right before with what we just read, that it says, "Jesus saw the two boats on the shore. The fishermen were not there because they were washing their nets. It was at that moment that Jesus got on the boat, and then that's when they were able to have that miracle of the nets filling with fish. And then he calls them, and they decided to leave everything behind and follow Jesus. And what's amazing about this is that these three men were doing something humble. There was nothing grand or extraordinary or luxurious about the activities. These men were going about their daily responsibilities, and that's part of staying busy in his work, in God's work. It says in Ecclesiastes 9:10, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going." It also says in Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24, "And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." So if you're waiting on God for something, I challenge you to stay busy in what God has called you to do in the present time. Let the faithful stories or testimonies of the men in the Bible that we just read about influence how you live your life. And another thought to leave you with is what I heard a pastor say once. He said that the Lord calls us and we grow into his calling, like it happened with Gideon in Judges 6, Moses in Exodus, and can you think of any others in the Bible? Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Good Warfare Podcast. I trust that it has ignited a spark in your faith journey, leading you one step closer to God's purpose for your life. If you found value in today's discussion, please consider sharing it with a friend and leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your support helps spread the message of God's hope and truth to others. And remember, if you have any prayer requests or simply want to connect, feel free to reach out via email. Until next time, may God's blessings abound in your life. Take care, and God bless you abundantly.